Kim Weaver, the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, is my guest. Kim, the big board meeting yesterday, what was the most important thing that you talked about there?
The most important thing we talked about was our FY 2013 budget, which was important because FY 2013 starts in less than a week at this point. And the board approved our budget for $170.5 million for next year.
What looks different about the budget this year than in past years?
Well, for the first time, we engaged in a really rigorous review of the budget, and we divided it into two categories, steady state and new initiatives. And what we tried to do with steady state was look at what do we need to do to ensure that our budget and our staffing level provides service that provides a consistent experience for our participants. And just because it's steady state doesn't mean that it is a steady, flat budget. Over the past 4 or 5 years, we've added a number of new services for our participants, the beneficiary, the spousal beneficiaries, the automatic enrollment, Roth, just to name a few. And as we had done that, we had not increased our budget or our staffing or our contractor support. And so what we were experiencing was sort of a hollowing out of our ability to provide that service to our participants. And so this budget took a really rigorous look and said, all right, what do we need to fund that? And the steady state budget was $166.3 million. And the board approved that and then approved some of the new initiatives that we had also proposed. And the new initiatives, these were new things or new improvements or new risk mitigation measures that would, again, benefit the participants long term.
Now, the new initiatives, I imagine then, sounds like break down into two categories, ones for which they approved budget and ones for which they did not.
Exactly.
Take me through each of those sides, if you would, please, Kim.
They approved our two mission-critical new initiatives, one of which is, this is the longest, it's EISRM, or Enterprise Information Systems Risk Management, and that is fully complying with FSMA and the E-Government Act. We have done a lot of, we have provided our participants with the security that is attendant with the IT systems we have. What we have not done a great job of is documenting that security. And so our first mission critical initiative was to finish that so that we are fully documented and we have dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's in that area, which is obviously very important to us and very important to our participants. The second one is our human capital management, which gets back to the steady state. We need to hire employees. We are in a hiring mode, unlike most of the rest of the government. And we need to be able to bring on people who can help us train and incorporate these new people into the TSP culture, which keeps our eye on the bottom line so that we're being a good fiduciary for the participant.
Now, the EISRM sounds like that's more compliance than it is actual security. It sounds like what you're saying is we're just going to show people that we're doing this. We're already doing it.
Some of it is adding in an operations center, a NOC is what they call it. And so it gives us better real-time monitoring of incidents or issues. So it's a little bit, it's mostly compliance, but it's a little bit of operations as well.
Kim Weaver of the Thrift Savings Plan is my guest. And the human capital management piece of this, are these people who don't work for the government now at all or people who maybe already work for the TSP and you're moving them around some?
It depends. We're going to open it up to competition, and so we're creating some new jobs, and those will be posted. So our internal employees could apply for them, or it could be new people coming to the to the board.
That's about $4 million in spending there, Kim, and 166 to kind of steady as she goes, keep providing a level of service from before. Now, you have a bit of an advantage because you're not dependent on Congress to give you the money that you need to operate,
that
right?
That is exactly right. And that was the next point that I really wanted to emphasize for our participants is I don't want them thinking that, oh, we're just getting crazy with their money, because obviously we're funded through participant fees that the participants pay and forfeitures from people who leave before they vest, or forfeitures from changing from CSRS to FERS. So all of that is what funds our budget. But we are not, the basis points, the amount that we charge to participants, even under the $170.5 million, will be less than 50 cents per $1,000 invested, which is still much significantly lower than anything you're going to find in the private sector. So I want to add that very, and I want to emphasize that for our participants so that they don't get concerned that all of a sudden this increase in budget is going to add dramatically to the fees that they pay us to manage the money.
And the good news is, since you're not bound to a continuing resolution foolishness like some other, like agencies are, this budget, now that it's approved by the board, stands as is and covers you for all of fiscal 13. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. The other thing that you talked about yesterday at the board meeting was the returns on funds, and that was probably pretty fun to talk about because they're looking pretty good.
It is. Year to date, the G fund is up 1%, which isn't stunning, but the F fund's up 3.9, the C fund is up 13.6, the S fund's up 12.4, and the I fund is up 7.25. So all of the funds are showing a nice, healthy return year to date. Now, obviously, we don't encourage people to chase the money, but it is always good when your statement is going up.
That is indeed what we like to see. Are we starting to see people filtering into the Roth option at all?
Yeah, since last meeting, we've seen a doubling of the Roth accounts that we have, 20,000 in July, 40,000 in August, and the assets are now over 30 million. So it is trending up as we anticipated it would, and the uniformed services will be coming on board at the beginning of next month. And so that will be the new participant. DFAST will be able to take their contributions at the beginning of next month.
And that was where I wanted to go next. They're still on schedule according to what you're hearing from them?
According to what we're knowing, yes, they are still on schedule.